It's no secret that here at 89.5 KBOK, we are big fans of Johann Sebastian. Bach is our namesake. So, of course, the mission of the Arizona Bach Festival is close to our hearts. Inspire, educate, preserve, and elevate the appreciation of Bach. The annual concerts happen in January, but the Arizona Bach Festival has expanded offerings to include Bach U, a series of three Sunday afternoon lectures. This Sunday, September 15th at 3 p.m., Dr. James Gerber, organist and scholar, will present Bach, Instruments Old and New, at the Burden Bar Library in downtown Phoenix. He dropped by KBOK to share a little food for thought. Where did your fascination with Bach start?
Well, as an organist, the music of J.S. Bach is at the core of our repertoire, and all of us who study the organ do extensive study of Johann Sebastian Bach. Also, most musicians through the course of their studies, their music studies, study Bach. His music represents the culmination of the Baroque period.
What do you think about playing Bach's music on non-period instruments, on modern instruments? Do you feel we lose something, or is the music so deep and profound that any time we get to experience it is a good thing?
This is the wonderful thing about Bach's music, is that it does have this depth, this profound quality that is able to transcend the types of instruments. The challenge for me as an organist playing Bach's music on an instrument that is maybe less suited is to interpret the music, to use that instrument to the best of its ability, and to try to create the spirit of Bach's music with whatever resources I have available to me, very much as Bach would have done in his own day.
We do hear Bach's music, ringtones, video games, horror movies. What do you think Bach would think of that? Would he be horrified, or would he just be glad that there was longevity to his music?
Bach was well known for using his own music for his own purposes and using other people's music and their musical ideas for his purposes, for what he needed at that time. So I don't think he would be too bent out of shape, so to speak.
What can you tell us about Bach as a person? What was his personality like?
We do know that Bach was a person of great faith. He was brought up in the German Lutheran tradition, and his Christian Lutheran faith was a very important part of his life. And we find this reflected in all of his music. I think, as many musicians, he was the type of person that had very strong ideas, very strong convictions, and sometimes this got him into a little bit of trouble with the powers that be. We do have letters that Bach wrote to city managers, so to speak, in Leipzig, expressing his frustrations, his opinions of the musicians. We would imagine that he may have been temperamental sometime, but we can only go by what has been recorded.
Now, there's all these questions about classical music and longevity in the future. What do you see for Bach in the future?
I think we're going to continue to study him, to admire him. Bach has certainly survived a number of cycles of changes, shifts in musical taste.
Dr. James Gerber, organist and scholar, presents the lecture, Bach, Instruments Old and New, 3 p.m. this Sunday at the Burton Bar Library in Phoenix. For more details, visit arizonabachfestival.org. For KBOK at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.